The people of the United Kingdom are about to get a new prime minister for the second time in a matter of weeks, and this one will make history just by taking the job. That's after the selection process came to a sudden conclusion today. Malcolm Brabant reports from Brighton, England.
He is the first prime minister of colour, the first of Indian descent. Aged 42, former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is now the youngest leader of the United Kingdom in more than 200 years.
It is the greatest privilege of my life to be able to serve the party I love.
He's also Britain's third Prime Minister this year, after Boris Johnson resigned amid scandals and Liz Truss was forced out following a catastrophic budget. Sunak's perceived financial acumen will be severely tested as he tackles inflation and soaring energy prices.
There is no doubt we face a profound economic challenge. We now need stability and unity, and I will make it my utmost priority to bring our party and our country together.
His two opponents, Boris Johnson and Penny Mordaunt, couldn't muster enough support from Conservative lawmakers, and they conceded to Sunak, making him Prime Minister by default. That political turbulence has caused the Labour Party to call for general elections, but Sunak said today that won't happen. Sunak may portray himself as a fiscal saviour, but he was in charge of Britain's pocketbook at the start of the recent economic downturn. Angela Rayner is deputy leader of the opposition Labour Party.
Rishi Sunak was the Chancellor where we've seen low growth and families are really worried about the cost of living that they face, and they've heard nothing from Rishi Sunak.